Hey there, and welcome back to the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course. This is part two of your professional image makeover. Now, yesterday you took the first step to get clarity around your leadership style by creating your style profile and style file. And you had a sneak peek at some amazing image transformations of my coaching clients. So congratulations, you've taken the first vital step to shaping the way you want to show up in the world. Now, after today's masterclass, you will know how to edit and curate your own wardrobe capsule and signature trademark look. Now, before we continue, I want to stress that how critical it is for you to embrace who you are right now. If you have that little voice in your head saying things like, but I don't want to do this until I lose weight, or I feel so unattractive right now, or I don't have a lot of money to invest in my wardrobe at the moment, then I want you to settle down, because if this sounds like you, I want to remind you that you are beautiful the way you are and that you are absolutely enough. And you don't need to wait to be the perfect you. Whatever shape, size, age, height you are, please don't apologize for it. Know who you are, and you are who you are, and you must work with what you have right now. And there's no time than right now for you to step up as the leader you want to be and own your space. You are right where you need to be in this brand success formula journey. And when you believe in yourself, others will too. So whatever stage you're at in both your life or career, get ready to show up and shine as a more empowered female leader, because your energy is truly the heartbeat of your brand and your confidence. And your confidence is what makes people really stand up and pay attention and take notice. And confidence is hands down the key to showing up with the energy and presence of a true leader. In fact, your confidence is your best fashion accessory as a leader. And all leaders are comfortable and confident about who they are. So with that in mind, let's dive right into the next exciting stage of transforming your image. Step three is about editing your own wardrobe. Now, the purpose of doing a wardrobe edit is so that you can see what key wardrobe items you already have in stock and make a list of the items that you need to buy to update your image, and to also curate a consistent image and style, or even a trademark signature look. Now, this is one of the most powerful ways to grow your brand awareness, as a trademark look will help you instantly recognize people recognize you and make you feel familiar with you, whether they see you online or off. So let's take an example of what exactly I mean by creating this consistency and a trademark look. Let's take a look at some slides of some people just from a Google search to show you what I mean and how high impact it can be on your personal brand and even your visual brand. So what is the impact of creating a signature look? Well, to illustrate this, I want to show you some quick snapshots of people online who are global influencers and how they've shaped their signature look and the consistency of their personal brand and image to really create a huge impact. So let's first take a look at Sheryl Sandberg, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Facebook. Now, apart from being an amazingly inspirational female leader and a global influencer, she also has created a simple aesthetic, brand and presence, and a signature look. She is consistent, she is minimalistic, and you may notice that she also preferences blue and sometimes red. So she's creating that visual impression as well. And by doing this, she's building trust and recognition. Next up, let's take a look at Australia's very own Naomi Simpson, who is the founder of Red Balloon. Now, to complement her business name, she is the lady in red. And like me, she's chosen a bold color to best represent her and her brand. This is a really bold statement, and it's a signature look at its absolute best. The impact is super powerful. She is so consistent and so on brand, and the alignment to her business brand is very savvy. So when you think of Naomi Simpson, you also think of Red Balloon. Now, if wearing red is not your vibe, don't panic. You don't have to wear the one color. You can create a signature look in other ways, by the way you wear your hair, by the accessories, and the simple cut and design and color of the outfits that you choose. Take Holly Ransom, for example. She has taken a more casual, less structured look to her professional image, and it works. But still, there's consistency in the way she wears her hair and the style of clothes that she wears. And this is a wonderful look for a young entrepreneur because Holly looks approachable, she looks authentic, but she also looks like a confident leader. Now, this global influencer needs no introduction at all. We all know Oprah Winfrey and we can close our eyes and picture what she looks like. And the best part is that Oprah has built such a strong brand and image that just seeing her image gives us this wonderful, warm emotion of love and acceptance. So, are you ready? Let's dive into your wardrobe edit session. Now, one of the first things to do is to prepare for your wardrobe edit session by printing off your style profile and some of the key components you've added to your style file. And then I want you to make your bed if you haven't already, clear the floor and find enough space so you can pull out all your wardrobe selections and you can lay them flat on the floor or the bed. Now, I want you to also ensure that your wardrobe items are washed and put back in your wardrobe. And this will stop you forgetting about anything you have in stock. And then if you need a second opinion, call up a friend or an accountability partner and have them come over. The next step is to divide your wardrobe into two sections. The first is casual wear, and that is, of course, clothing that's not appropriate or suitable for work. And secondly, your professional wardrobe items that are suitable for work, and you can include your shoes, but it's not necessary at this point to pull out all your accessories at this stage. Then I want you to group and sort them into your professional wardrobe into categories. And that is your jackets, blouses, pants or trousers, dresses, and skirts. And doing this is going to help you view all your professional wardrobe items clearly and without clutter or distraction of any other clothing that's not relevant for you. And it will help you also to probably discover some hidden gems you've had in the back of the wardrobe and you can pull them out. Now you're ready to get started on narrowing down your wardrobe to the best items you have in stock that match your style profile and the ones in your style file. Now, to help you with your selections, here's what to look for. Look for jackets that are great quality, good cut and condition, and items that match your brand colors and style profile. Good wardrobe essentials and basics like classic skirts, trousers, dresses, and even basic neutrals that are easy to mix and match within your wardrobe capsule. Lie any must-have items on your bed or even the floor so you can play with different combinations and see how they fit together or relate to the items in your style file. Then I want you to create a fun pile, which is your throw-out pile. And that's all the things that you don't need anymore that you can throw out or gift to charity. Now, be brutal in this process. Select only good quality garments and well-preserved garments, because if it's looking old and ragged, then you probably need to throw it out. Also, check for stains on your garments, because if you haven't worn them for a while, you may need to check for some wear and tear, some broken hemlines or pulled threads, and you may need to get them dry cleaned or mended and just, you know, get rid of any stains you might have. Now, another super tip is to go through some of your undergarments as well. Why? Well, having good, well-fitting undergarments and even some shapewear can make your clothes just sit and feel so much better and give you a more seamless look. And sometimes it just gives you that extra bit of confidence. Now, here's a little trick that I do. I always wear shapewear for important meetings or presentations and events. It's the best secret I know to ensuring that you're all well tucked in, especially if I feel a little bit bloated at that time of the month. And it gives me an extra little boost of confidence that I know that I just feel that like I've got everything right where it should be. Now, once you've completed this step, you will have the beginnings of your new professional wardrobe capsule. So then the next step is to make a stock list of all your final selections, plus put together a wish list of items that you need to buy or that you want to buy. So when looking through your wardrobe, here are some extra tips to help guide you along. Now, as a professional woman, you're most likely going to need at least 2 or 3 jackets, 1 or 2 for every day. And I like to have 1 special event jacket or power suit. And that's the jacket that lights you up and makes you feel empowered every time you put it on. Or if you're a top female executive, business owner, or professional woman, I suggest opting for a more structured, well-tailored, and well-cut jacket. And a crop jacket can look great and give you a really fresh, youthful look. Having basic black or a navy softer jacket is also a good brand basic to own. Now, I have red because red is my signature color, but I also have basic colors that I can mix and match back with my signature colors. Now, if you're in a creative industry or perhaps you're an entrepreneur, sometimes having a less structured, free-flowing jacket can be for you, maybe with the sleeves pushed up, or even a more tailored jacket can look awesome teamed back with denim just to dress it down and give you a more creative touch. Now, the next tip is to choose timeless basics that you can really easily mix and match. Timeless lines that just don't go out of style, and they're not just trendy designs that will be in 1 minute and out the next. Unless you're in fashion, in which case, of course, you may want to go that way. Also choose colors that suit your brand palette to create a signature trademark look that matches your overall visual brand. And this can be a super tool if you want to use this level of brand identity. Also choose well-fitting dresses and skirts that aren't too tight. And if you are more curvaceous, darker silhouettes underneath work well if you are shapelier. And I think sometimes choosing skirts over dresses can be a great option because they're much more versatile, as the same skirt can be teamed back with many different tops, blouses, and jackets. And finally, having a selection of blouses, at least 3 or 4 that match back to your brand palette and look flattering close to your face. I like to look for soft, luxe, and really easy care fabrics. And they also can give you a feminine touch and look great underneath a structured jacket or a power suit. Likewise, textures can give a luxe feel to your wardrobe. But steer clear of patterns near your face, as it can be aging and it can also be super distracting. So try to go for a block color that lifts you if you can. Choose quality fabrics and brands that last over cheaper, lower quality fabrics and brands, because ultimately you want your garment to last, not shrink, and have threads pulling or fabric pilling. And of course, don't forget your accessories, because they can play a huge part in creating your signature look, but you can add these later. Okay, so now I want to address the role of accessories in curating your leadership style and wardrobe, because this is one of the most overlooked aspects of most women's professional wardrobe. Yet accessories matter, and they do play a significant part of the way you show off your personality, your brand values, your professionalism, and they can also help you to build a strong and powerful signature look. So it's really important to consider your accessories when completing your professional image. Now, don't get me wrong, you don't have to be an accessory queen, but with a few simple tips, you can add some key signature brand basics to your accessory kit to then add to your professional wardrobe capsule. I don't use many accessories at all. It's just not my style. I mean, red is bold enough, right? But you can consider sort of glasses, shoes that you wear, handbags, and earrings to use them as statement pieces to add value to your brand identity, especially if you enjoy wearing those pieces. And the first and most important one in my book is to look down at your feet first. What shoes are you wearing? Because shoes are your most important accessory and will complement your professional appearance. But the good news is you don't have to be Imelda Marcos and have 3,000 pairs of shoes in your wardrobe. In fact, 3 to 4 pairs of shoes are enough. You will need a plain black pair of shoes for versatility and for your brand basics. Now, I also recommend a navy pair of shoes. It's not as harsh as black and can take the edge off, but it's also very stylish. Now, the next must-have pair of shoes is a neutral tone. Now, a neutral tone of shoe obviously goes back with every color, but it also looks super stylish with plain black. And it will go back with your neutral tones in your wardrobe, such as creams, but will also go with bold colors. The final pair of shoes, and it's optional, is to have a statement pair of shoes, something that pops that you can wear with black or something that reflects your personality, such as a pair of leopard print shoes or a bold red pair of shoes or a hot pink or whatever is in season. This is your opportunity to actually add something which is on trend at the moment or that is a fashionable item that you may not want to wear every day, but you may want to wear for special occasions or as an accent piece to your wardrobe. Now, your next accessories to consider are your eyeglasses and your jewelry. Now, your jewelry can be a great way to show off your personality and a really simple and easy tool to create a signature look, but you don't need to go overboard. There is a saying in fashion that says, put on your accessories, then look in the mirror and take one thing off. Because less can be more sometimes, and you don't want your accessories to distract people and affect the way you communicate or show up as a leader. So pause the video to complete your wardrobe edit and take your time. And if you're struggling with your choices, I want you to ask yourself, does this garment bring me joy? Does it make me look and feel professional, confident, and empowered? Does it fit with my style profile and how I want to be perceived as a leader? And of course, are they in good condition and do they fit me well? Take your time with this process and please don't be afraid to be completely brutal, because spring cleaning your wardrobe with the clear intention to elevate your image and confidence can be super cleansing and a really powerful experience. So please embrace this opportunity. And once your wardrobe edit is completed, take some time to take some quick photos of your garments on your mobile phone. And this is going to be super helpful for later when you go shopping and you want to choose items to wear back with your wardrobe staples. And then I want you to go back to your wardrobe and reorganize it so you have all of your selections hanging together in one special section. And this is going to be your go-to place for all your personal brand basics that will now become your professional wardrobe capsule. And when you're done, you are then going to be ready to take the next step, which is creating your shopping list of items that you need to build your professional image and wardrobe and create your very own signature look. Now, having a shopping list is going to stop you from wasting time and money searching for items that you just do not need. Review your wish list with what you have in stock and create your shopping list. So here are some top tips to help you with your shopping list. First of all, let your fingers do the walking and just pop online to search for your missing items to narrow down the field of where you need to go shopping. And remember to always look for good quality brands. And when you find a brand that suits you and fits you really well, I often think it pays to stick with that brand, as you will always know that their size and their cut is going to fit you beautifully, and you can more easily top up your wardrobe capsule each season with new items from that same brand. The next tip is to create a relationship with the store manager or the key assistant in that shop, because they will get to know your shape, your size, and what you're looking for. And they're also going to let you know when new season items arrive, and that if they're on brand for you, they'll give you a quick call, which really takes the stress out of it. Now, when you go shopping, take along the key items or the photos you've taken of your key pieces in your wardrobe and take them along to the shop when you go shopping. That way, you can try them on in store to ensure they match your other brand basics, and you can get your shop assistant to help you with mixing and matching with what they have in stock. And I always think shopping at a larger department store that houses many quality labels can truly be helpful as well. And often you can book in with the resident store stylist in those department stores, because lots of the department stores and even some boutiques have dedicated stylists that are going to help you shop for the wardrobe capsule that you need, and they're going to do it for free. So take advantage of this option. The other thing is you can always get a professional stylist, but they're basically just going to walk you through this same process anyway. So you may as well save a lot of time and money and put it towards your new wardrobe. So your action steps for this masterclass is to edit your wardrobe, reorganize your closet, and then make a shopping list. And also just have fun doing it. Once you've completed these three steps, you will be ready for the final stage of your image transformation, which is to book in with a professional photographer to update your professional profile image. And this is going to complete the final element to your visual brand and bring your personal brand to life online with an image that is a true reflection of who you are and the leader that you want to be. So next up in the final masterclass of module 3, I'm going to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Cindy Lee from Studio for Media. She's a leading personal brand photographer who's going to help you with her top tips and strategies to capturing your authenticity of who you are on camera with the perfect profile image. So I'll see you in the next masterclass. But remember, greatness without starts with greatness within. So please believe in yourself and be proud of the work you've accomplished in your personal brand success formula to date, because the best is yet to come.